Is this tongue for real? Is this one? Does this make this dog the ugliest dog in the world? Are wrinkles cute or ugly on a dog? Is a dog with a pushed-in face, hindquarter hideous or lovable? A dog with no hair and bad teeth, unsightly or adorable? On this special edition of Dogs 101, we'll tackle an age-old issue. Are some dogs just plain ugly? And we'll find out which dog is the winner of the 21st annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest. The canine world is filled with beauty. Who can resist the flowing grace of the Whippet? The dainty prance of the Shih Tzu, the noble air of the Weimaraner, or the rugged good looks of the St. Bernard?
As many reasons to admire dogs as there are dog breeds.
But there's a flip side to these pedigreed pooches. A group of canines that are just as loved and pampered as their stylish cousins.
If a dog is so ugly, there's this unusual law of nature that they automatically become cute.
Some people might look at a Chinese crested with pimples on its back and say, oh my gosh, that's ugly. But to someone who has an energy connection with that animal is beautiful.
Once considered underdogs, they now hold their heads high.
Years ago, it used to be you wanted to have the perfect dog, but now ugly is in.
They are the dogs with those beautifully ugly, smushed-in faces, the so creepy it's cute, hairless skin, and the terrible gnashing teeth, and the slobbery tongues. Oh, the tongues. These are the ugly dogs. And today we're heading to the mecca of ugly dogdom, the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California, where one ugly dog will be crowned the ugliest.
Let me tell you, you go to a shelter and you're going to see some ugly, ugly dogs that are some of the sweetest dogs you'll ever meet.
What makes certain dogs ugly? Masses of wrinkles, pushed-in faces, or their lack of hair?
Humans can become very attached to and fascinated by very ugly pets. This is part of humans' fascination with oddness and extremes.
It's almost like kind of, you know, gawking, you know, or just staring at them because they're sort of unusual, you know, the same reason you might stop and look at a car crash.
Whatever it is, some dogs are just plain ugly, and we love them for it.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it's the extreme version of ugly that really drives people over the top crazy with cute overload.
Ugly dogs are cute no matter how you face it.
Dogs 101 combed the country to find the most endearing ugly dogs. Our search for these ugly mugs culminated at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California, where for decades, ugly dogs have flocked to be judged on, well, their ugliness. At the world's ugliest dog contest.
Instead of a beauty pageant, it's an ugly dog pageant.
It's the Academy Awards, the Miss America pageant, the Super Bowl for ugly dogs.
Finally, there's a contest for the rest of the world of dogs.
On today's special edition of Dogs 101, we'll define what traits make a dog so ugly it's cute. And we'll start with some of this year's ugly dog contestants. Year after year, small hairless dogs with grizzled smiles dominate the competition. And every year, there are long-shot furry pooches trying to steal their crown. Pabst, the Boxer Mix, is one of those underdogs. After 4 years of hearing how beautifully ugly Pabst's underbite is, his owner, Miles Eggstad, has entered him in the world's ugliest dog competition.
I think what sets Pabst apart from the other dogs in the world's ugliest dog competition is he mostly resembles a normal dog except for his face. I absolutely love him.
At a local adoption event, Pabst stole Miles's heart.
I got him when he was around 6 months old. It was pretty much love at first sight.
Even though Pabst is in perfect health, with such a large underbite, Miles did have some concerns.
He seemed to have a difficult problem chewing his hard food, so I had started giving him just wet food. He's learned to use his underbite more as a scoop. Boy.
Once settled into his new home, it was time for Pabst to meet his family. At first glance, Pabst had a face even Miles' mother couldn't love.
My first reaction to Pabst was that he was quite scary.
The first time I ever met Pabst, I was really intimidated. He has this big underbite that's kind of scary looking, but he came right up to me. He just put his head under my hand.
After people get to know Pabst, they really love him. He's the best dog there is.
However, with a face like that, Pabst seems to draw attention wherever he goes.
What's wrong with that thing?
The teeth that are sticking out are even yellow. It's right
well,
there.
After his World's Ugliest Dog competition, if he takes first place, I'll get him some veneers.
His reflection in the water.
Oh, no.
He just scared himself.
Definitely the ugliest dog I've seen.
Honestly, I don't think that he's ugly whatsoever.
With reactions like that, it's no surprise that Pabst, Miles, and Veronica are taking a road trip a couple of hours away to Petaluma.
I had to enter him in the World's Ugliest Dog competition because people tell me nonstop that he's the ugliest thing they've ever seen.
I think he has a great chance of winning.
All right, Pabst, I know you're ugly, but you give it your ugliest, okay, boy? Let's get out there and win this contest.
All packed up, Pabst and company are off in search of a blue ribbon. Pabst is on his way to the ugly dog competition with high hopes. But what is the secret to his dapper, bad looks? Sure, he has that mean-looking underbite, but can you guess what trait Pabst shares with pugs, Boston Terriers, and bulldogs?
I wouldn't have the slightest idea what that would mean, but it sounds ugly in itself.
Brachycephalic dogs, you know, the dogs with the pushed-in faces.
That's right, they're brachycephalic. It basically means a pushed-in mug and a broad, short skull. It could also be the scientific term for ugly but lovable. From the boxer to the Pekingese to the Shih Tzu, something about that mug just makes us want to take brackies everywhere we go. France may be the land of love, but like many brackies, French bulldogs can only be bred by artificial insemination. Those lovable, smushy faces are so big, many brachycephalic dogs can only be born via cesarean section.
Birthing is, almost impossible and without assistance can be fatal.
If you think that mug is so ugly it's cute, you're in good company. The oldest brachycephalic breed, the Pekingese, was a companion to Chinese emperors as far back as the 8th century. From Napoleon Bonaparte to Adam Sandler, brackies have been faithful companions throughout the ages.
They make us laugh, they give us a little chuckle, and they make us feel good.
In fact, that so ugly it's cute look may have been exactly what early breeders were going for with these dogs. That lovable pushed-in muzzle is the key brachycephalic trait. The breadth and length of the skull are almost equal. Compare that to the mug of a mesocephalic dog, like a lab. These dogs have average-sized muzzles. Dolichocephalic dogs, like Great Danes, have extremely long muzzles.
We've bred these shorter and shorter noses, and the brachycephalic is just the extreme example of that.
The pushed-in mug often results in very small nostrils, so these dogs tend to wheeze and snort.
They have trouble breathing because their nose is so short.
In some cases, brachycephalic dogs suffer from a debilitating condition caused by an elongated soft palate. The upper part of the soft palate can flap into the trachea. This can suffocate a dog if no action is taken.
That actually has to be corrected by surgery.
Small nostrils can also cause brachies to suck in a lot of air. This can lead to some rather impolite habits.
They just tend to have gas, you know? I mean, they like fart all the time.
Another consequence of a smushed-in face is prominent protruding eyeballs.
Its eyes can pop right out of its head because the socket is so shallow.
When I think of an ugly dog, I instantly think of a pug. I mean, you look at that face and it's like you have to ask yourself, is this thing even like from Earth?
One rapping duo might have something to say about that description of the pug.
I got no absence of malice, just a brachycephalic. I hold her up in my arms when we practice the talents, the freestyles. Y'all don't even want to match us, because we can go verse for verse or callus for callus.
Meet Dollar. He's the constant companion to the rapper Lyrical.
They just have that face that they're so ugly they're cute.
When these two aren't laying down rhymes, they can be found dropping knowledge in the classroom. Along with being one of Boston's hottest up-and-coming rappers, Lyrical is a college math professor, music instructor, and community speaker.
Bringing the pug to any event that I speak at is an icebreaker. If you have a pug with you and you show up at some place, anybody with a frown on is actually going to be smiling or laughing.
I tend to rock shows with my dog, Dollar.
Dollar is more than just a sideshow for Lyrical. The pug's peculiar looks help to break down barriers whenever Lyrical speaks or performs.
If they think the pug's ugly, they're going to talk about that. If the pug is something that they think is a cute dog, they let their guard down, which is what all this is about.
Brachycephalic dogs are no beauties. They're also drooly, gassy, and all around rude. But they sure can charm a crowd. If you think one of these bracky breeds is for you, get ready for vet bills. Respiratory problems are the biggest concern, but dental problems and eye issues also abound. This all means that brackies require big-time care and maintenance. Because of airway issues, neck leashes are a no-no. A body harness should always be used to leash a brachycephalic dog.
These dogs should be kept cool, should be kept the right weight, should always have constant access to water.
If you were to pinpoint the key ugly factor, it would have to be those beautiful but freaky bulging eyes.
I've seen lots and lots of dogs with their eyes propped toast, which means the eyeball has actually popped out of the socket.
There is a wide variety of brachycephalic breeds, and each dog is an individual. But in general, their breathing should be monitored closely, and they have a host of other health issues. Don't let them get overweight, and the key ugly factor are eyes that literally pop out of the sockets. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and whether you think they're beauties or beasts, brackies make themselves the center of attention.
I think it's funny, though, if somebody does say ugly, because I usually look at that person and I'm like, don't make me say what you look like.
For almost a decade, a Chinese Crested has been crowned the world's ugliest dog. Miss Ellie, a purebred Chinese Crested, fits the winning bill to a T. Hairless, no teeth, a tongue hanging out, and that's not all.
She is blind. She has a lot of warts and moles on her body. She has a broken crooked tail, a tumor on her eyelid, and she actually has a very, very slight crooked nose if you look closely.
But that doesn't stop owner Dawn Gehring from loving this 16-year-old misfit.
She is not ugly to me. She is beautiful inside and out.
Miss Ellie's life didn't start out sweet. Along with another Crested, she was rescued from an unfortunate situation where she had very little human contact.
So we took her in, and between the two of them, they were the cuddliest, most affectionate, loving dogs, and I fell in love with the breed.
Miss Ellie's life now includes an overabundance of love from both dogs and humans, down home in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I work at the Comedy Barn Theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I perform with 10 of my rescue dogs. The audience goes crazy. They love the fact that they're rescued, and they usually get a lot of energy and a great big round of applause. Everybody loves Miss Ellie. They meet her and it's an instant connection. Some people think she's so ugly she's cute. Other people think, man, she is ugly.
A few years ago, Dawn decided to see if that instant connection could earn Miss Ellie a place at the world's ugliest dog contest.
I decided to enter Miss Ellie into the ugly dog contest. After reading about it, I thought that she could be an advocate for other rescue dogs of the not so cute kind.
While Miss Ellie only placed second in the pedigree division, it was all Dawn needed to inspire another trip to the contest.
I thought, well, maybe we have a chance again. And so we decided to come back this year and decided she would have the platform of promoting rescue dogs if we won.
And she has some major support. If Miss Ellie wins this year, the Comedy Barn, where Dawn and her comedic canines perform, will donate $5,000 to the local Humane Society.
She don't know what ugly means. She just knows she gets a lot of treats and a lot of love.
With the contest just around the corner, Miss Ellie has some packing to do.
You ready to go to California? Working on your tan?
And while she must leave her happy canine family behind, Dawn thinks traveling the 2,100 miles will be well worth the trip for her hairless companion.
We've got a lot of support behind her, and so we're really hoping she's got a good shot this year.
Good luck, Ms. Ellie. Bald is beautiful, they say, but what about in dogs?
Hairless dogs, ugly dogs, synonymous.
I think that they're just like any other dog. They just have funky characteristics.
Depending on your point of view, they're an exotic brew or a motley crew. The Chinese Crested, the Sholowitz Queenly, the American Hairless Terrier, the Hairless Kala, and the Peruvian Inca Orchid. If you want to turn heads, get yourself a hairless hound.
It's just like, wow, you know, did you ever? That dog is completely naked.
These odd-looking creatures have been around for centuries in Central and South America, China, and Africa.
They were actually used in ancient times as hot water bottles.
Some of them have small tufts of hair on their head, tail, and feet. But their most distinctive physical characteristic is, of course, their general lack of body hair, making them easy to groom, but harder to cuddle.
Isn't the point of having a dog to be able to pet them? How do you pet a hairless dog? Are you supposed to, like, massage them?
If you do, you may notice they're prone to blotchy skin and pimples.
They can have acne, kind of like we do.
And because the dysfunctional gene that controls their hairlessness also plays a role in dental development, hairless dogs frequently have misshapen or missing teeth. Just like 3-year-old Squiggy.
You notice, too, his tongue sticks out because he's missing some teeth there.
This hairless mixed breed is part Chinese crested, part Japanese chin. In his free time, he lends his looks to art classes like this one at Metcalf Elementary School in Rhode Island.
Look down at your paper and then back at Squiggy.
Inspiration comes in small packages. Who knows, this canine model may just help to mold the next great American artist.
What a likeness, huh, Squig? Looks just like you.
Whether he's modeling or just hanging out, Squiggy makes an impression wherever he goes. These third graders can't get enough of him. In their eyes, he's not ugly. He's a looker.
Oh, Squiggy is so cute. He's so adorable.
He's got this awesome mohawk.
Look at your Aunt Dawn Marie.
When your every move is chronicled as often as 4-year-old Chloe's, an afternoon photo shoot is just another walk in the park.
Someday when she's not around, I'll have something to remember how happy she made me and how big a part of my life she is.
Such a wonderful helper.
Christy Contes is a visual artist who loves documenting the everyday activities of her American Hairless Terrier in highly original mixed-media scrapbooks.
Typically, the things that I make about Chloe tend to be, you know, pictures that I've taken of her mixed with little stories about funny things that she's done.
You hate the bath time? You do, Chloe.
Whether she's documenting Chloe's bath time antics or her summer tan lines, Christy says her hairless sweetheart is well aware that she's fabulous.
Chloe definitely knows she's my muse. I mean, look at this face.
But on the streets of New York City, reactions to Christy's muse run hot and cold.
I will say it's weird to touch a dog without hair, but other than that, no, I like it.
At first glance, as cute as can be, but as it gets closer and closer, it starts to remind me of another animal we see on the streets of New York.
Christy would beg to differ, of course. Ugly or cute, her hairless canine is most definitely a page-turner.
He's the best baby.
Why does his tongue hang out?
What's exactly wrong with him?
Is it safe to pet him?
Yeah.
When it comes to attracting attention, few hairless dogs can compete with Rascal.
For Rascal, if you can't be the best at being a good-looking dog, you have to be the best at what you can be, and he's the best at being ugly.
This Chinese Crested holds more ugly dog titles than his owner, Dane Andrew, can count. He's the 2002 winner of the World's Ugliest Dog Competition, and he's parlayed his celebrity into appearances on The Tonight Show and The View. He hobnobs with the rich and famous, but all this fanfare hasn't dampened his competitive spirit. He has his sights set on winning this year's Ugliest Dog Competition once again.
Rascal says this is his year, and he's taken the contest.
He has reason to believe he could. His mother, grandmother, and grandfather have all held the coveted title. Today's the day of the competition, and preparation counts. A wash, a towel dry, and some moisturizer get Rascal competition ready. And even ugly dogs can never be too coiffed.
That looks good.
When it's time to pack, Rascal's raring to go.
This is for today.
Come on, Rascal.
Victory's in the air, and Rascal can feel it. He takes a few meditative moments to plan out his strategy.
Come on.
And then he's off.
What a great day for an ugly dog contest.
If you want to stand out in a crowd, get a hairless dog. Just be prepared. They're not the hardiest pooches in the park.
There's just a whole bunch of physical things that can affect these dogs.
Rashes, acne, and skin cancer, to name just a few. And because they're hairless, their skin needs protection, warm clothes in the winter, and sunscreen in the summer. Without it,
these guys will almost literally fry.
But don't forget their ugly factor, that mantra that hairless dog owners declare with pride.
Bald is beautiful in men, women, dogs.
In a nutshell, hairless dogs can be a handful. They're prone to skin and dental problems, and their hairless hides demand protection. Think winter wardrobes and sunscreen. But many find these bald pooches beautiful just the same.
There's just a sense of humor that comes with them. They're funny.
And at the end of the day, a dog that keeps you smiling is beautiful indeed.
Yeah, I love the Rascal.
Brachycephalic and hairless dogs are often considered to be beautifully ugly. But there are other things that contribute to the ugh factor. Whether it's a supersized tongue, a prominent underbite, excessive drooling, or deep wrinkles, we love to love ugly dogs.
It's the extreme version of ugly and the extreme version of cute that really drives people over the top with cute overload.
Sweet.
At least once a week I say, oh my God, that dog is so ugly, it's cute.
Puggy is no exception. This peculiar Pekingese is the canine version of Gene Simmons.
That I wish I had a tongue that long.
I was immediately drawn to Puggy because of his tongue. It gave him so much character.
Becky Stanford is the proud owner of Puggy. She discovered that ugliness is only skin deep.
He brings me so much joy. Puggy may be silly looking, but he has got a heart of gold.
A heart of gold and a tongue that turns heads.
That dog's tongue is definitely one of a kind. I've never seen anything quite that long.
When people see Puggy for the first time, they are absolutely astonished.
Never seen one like that before. How long is it?
Never seen a tongue that big before.
It's crazy.
Puggy's tongue might be outrageous, but it's one of the most important organs in a dog's body. It helps lap water, taste food, heal wounds, and is a heat regulator. When a dog runs around, the tongue becomes larger and the dog pants. These shallow and quick breaths cause the wet tongue to evaporate moisture and cool it down. As blood flows through the cool tongue, it drops in temperature and is then transported to the rest of the dog's body.
It's amazing to watch these dogs eat. They look very silly sometimes.
So just how far does Puggy's oversized tongue hang out?
That's a good measurement. 4.5. Excellent.
Right. Hey, at least it's not shrinking.
That's a mighty long tongue for a Pekingese, but the longest canine tongue on record belonged to a boxer named Brandy. It was a whopping 17 inches.
Now that's a serious tongue.
Some dogs have larger-than-life choppers that are always on display.
They add character to the dog.
Dogs with short faces like boxers and Pekingese are more likely to have underbites. This is a genetic jaw growth problem, where the upper jaw grows at a slower rate than the jawbone. Like Pabst, this adoring ugly Pekingese has a prominent underbite. And because the teeth are exposed, it's important that they're brushed regularly to prevent early decay. Next up, best in slobber. Breeds like Bloodhounds, Neapolitan Mastiffs, and the St. Bernard are the biggest drool offenders.
The person that finds a dog that drools so ugly it's cute is a person with patience.
The skin around their mouths and jaws is very loose, and this lets the drool seep out, especially when they eat and exercise.
If you own one of those, you've got to not mind cleaning spit from the ceiling.
What do English bulldogs, Shar Pei, pugs, and Neapolitan mastiffs have in common? Wrinkles.
Wrinkles definitely add character to a dog. Whether or not it's ugly or cute, well, that's up to you.
And wrinkles are another thing we just love on a pooch.
Dogs with wrinkles are cute, and women with wrinkles are ugly. I don't get that.
Meet Mojo. Her mom, Michelle, is getting her ready for the ugliest dog contest. Mojo is the perfect mix of excess. She drools, has an overbite, and everywhere you look, there are wrinkles.
There's not enough Botox to fill that face up. People constantly stop us. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, she's not so cute.
The doggone ugliest dog I've ever seen.
Kind of wrinkly, but he's pretty cute.
She's cute ugly.
She's not that ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly.
So it's a mixed bag, but Michelle is determined to do whatever it takes to prepare Mojo for the ugly win. Michelle is even going as far as dressing Mojo as a well-known bounty hunter, hoping to give Mojo the upper hand.
And I noticed that she kind of reminded me of Dwayne Chapman.
Will looking like a famous bounty hunter be enough to get Mojo into the winner's circle?
I'm sure Mojo would have a shot to win the ugliest dog contest.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think she could win that.
Mojo's going to win.
Too cute to win.
I hope that everybody would be so taken with her, they'll just let her win.
While it's easy to fall in love with these wrinkly faces, they require special care.
They can have a lot of skin infections.
So regular skin care and grooming is a must with these wrinkly breeds.
You have to really sort of part the wrinkles and clean them out and dry them and sometimes use ointment.
The ugly factor for all of these delightfully ugly dogs is superabundance. Whether it's a Texas-sized tongue, lots of fangs, lots of drool, or wrinkles, these dogs are enormously cute. In general, owners of the wrinkly breeds, beware. These dogs are prone to skin infections, so they require daily grooming and weekly bathing. Dogs with underbites and overbites need their teeth brushed regularly. For the drooling dogs, be sure to keep a wet rag handy to wipe off any excess drool. And the ugly factor for all of these dogs is their overabundance.
I mean, some of the ugliest dogs I've ever seen have the best personalities in the world.
Now it's time to play Pick the Pooch. Many consider this dog to be so ugly, it's adorable. Which monkey-faced toy breed from Belgium sports a beard, is brachycephalic, and is said to resemble an Ewok? Can you guess which breed it is? Which brachycephalic toy breed from Belgium sports a beard, looks just like an Ewok, and straddles the line between ugly and cute? It's the Brussels Griffon. Originally rat catchers, these spunky toy pooches make great watchdogs. It's a sunny day in Petaluma, California, and like every year, thousands are filing into the Sonoma Marin Fairground. Like other county fairs across the nation, 4-H'ers bring their livestock to be judged. But what the Sonoma Marin Fair has over all the rest is a very special competition. A contest that crowns the most unusual-looking canine on the planet. It's the world's ugliest dog competition. This pageant pays tribute to the unique, the unusual, and the downright ugly. And they're so darn ugly, they're cute. Paps, the contender with the giant underbite, has arrived.
The only reason I entered him in is because everybody else tells me he's hideous. Me and Veronica are just gonna enjoy the day and have a great time. If Paps wins, it'll just be a bonus.
Here's Mojo, the wrinkly Shar Pei.
I'm used to wherever I go, she draws attention, but it's been just over the top today.
For the last 7 years, a Chinese Crested has taken home the title. This hairless breed is considered a crowd favorite. Miss Ellie, who made it all the way from Tennessee, hopes it's her turn to win.
I think our favorite part of this is that Miss Ellie gets the attention and we get to promote rescue dogs.
Ready for this, kiddo?
The competition is fierce today. 11 contestants have come from across the country. So, How does it work? First, each dog competes in either the mutt or pedigree category. Then the winner from each of those divisions goes head-to-head to see who will be crowned 2009's ugliest dog. But in order to win the grand prize of $2,000 and take home the title of the world's ugliest dog, this year's winner must defeat a past winner in the final round. Remember the Hollywood hairless Rascal? He is the reigning champ today.
Rascal is one of the original winners from 2002, and he is now the only Ring of Champions title holder, and he's coming back so as a defending champion today. Whoever wins the overall competition is going to have to go up against Rascal.
Such a little dog with so much ugly. Before anyone can step onto the stage, Dogs 101 expert and veterinarian Doc Halligan screens the contestants.
Hi, Spamorama. I can honestly say I've never examined a dog named Spamorama.
Dogs who are ill will not be allowed to compete.
Hi, Veronica. You're beautiful. Even though they say you're ugly, huh? Yeah.
Everyone has received a clean bill of health, and it's time to gather at the end of the red carpet for the competition to start. Brent Ferris knows ugly dogs.
Welcome, welcome. You are in for a rare treat.
He has emceed this event for 21 years. There are three judges. Brian Sobel, the director of the Sonoma Marin Fair.
We've got a great level of ugly, and ugly is important here tonight.
Next to him is veterinarian Karen Doc Halligan.
Ugly is the new beautiful, right? Yes!
And finally, most of you know him as Timmy from Lassie, John Provost.
Beauty fades, but ugly lasts forever!
Yay.
So that's why I'm here.
The judges must consider first impressions, unusual attributes, personality, and crowd reaction.
Welcome to Petaluma. Welcome to the Ugly Dog Contest. We've got a great show for you tonight. This is going to be great.
The first round of the competition is the mutts.
Ladies and gentlemen, first in the mutt category is Reggie.
The Mexican hairless mix named Reggie may be the mutt to beat. His owner has been here before.
This is my fourth time. I was the owner of Archie, who won in 2006.
He looks like he's wearing a toupee on his back.
Does
that grow or does it stay that length?
It stays that same.
Okay.
So he doesn't shed at all?
No, he doesn't.
And another bonus, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, that is Reggie.
Time will tell if Reggie can take over the family ugly legacy. His competition in the mutt division includes Arf, a three-legged little scruffer from San Diego. Winston, a survivor of Hurricane Katrina. And Pabst with the amazing underbite.
I guess named after a beer, this is Pabst. Can you see this face?
Now, does he have any trouble eating with that mouth, that underbite?
He kind of uses it as a scoop.
Like, show me how he eats.
Kind of.
Okay. Start, real messy. Dinner time's real messy around your house.
All over the place.
The crowd's reaction was a lot better than I thought it was actually going to be.
So far, four mutts are in contention for today's ugliest dog competition. Will it be Arf the amputee, Reggie with the veteran owner, Pabst the underdog with the underbite, or Winston who survived Katrina? Who moves on to the next round? The judges have a lot to consider.
I think most people notice that most of these dogs were rescue dogs and how important that really, really is.
Now it's time to announce the winner of round one.
I've got the envelope. Inside, the judges have made their call. Ladies and gentlemen, the mutt category. Third place goes to Winston. Our second place award goes to Reggie. And first place, and I think he knows it, Pabst.
Pabst moves on in the competition, but will he take home a trophy? Pabst needs to out-ugly the winner of the next round, the pedigrees. There are seven pedigrees with their sights set on victory. Miss Ellie from Tennessee has to be the favorite. She has that hairless gene, usually a winner here.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause. This is Miss Ellie.
People see her and they ask me what she is, if she's okay. They all want to pet her. They want to know what she feels like.
Ellie evidently was an anteater in previous life.
Great tongue work.
Is she a rescue dog?
She is a rescue dog. She likes people to know that you don't have to look perfect to be perfect.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ellie!
Also in contention, that mass of wrinkles, Mojo the Sharpei.
Hello, Mojo. Yes, I love you too. Oh, look. Oh. Does Mojo do any tricks?
She dances for me.
Mojo dances. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, yes.
Now that's a face only a mother could love.
There are also more hairless breeds to consider. 10-year-old Opie with a funky jaw. Princess Chelsea, a Chinese crested with cataracts. Veronica the Sholo with a rhinestone collar. And Spamorama with the cutest escort.
The first time I saw him, I thought he was ugly, but now I think he's cute.
What is it about this doggy that you absolutely love, the thing, your favorite part of having this dog for you, Spamorama?
So cute that he's, so ugly that he's cute, and like his nozzle is really cute.
His nozzle?
His nozzle.
Yes.
That's a new one.
I love that. Well, there you go. There is Spamorama. Judges, we are going to need you to start tabulating and putting your decisions together.
The competition is stiff. All seven contestants bring something different to the judges' table. Can Mojo break the string of wins by the hairless breeds? Is this year really Miss Ellie's turn? The contestants line up on stage as the judges place their choice in the envelope. It's time to find out who is the ugliest of the pedigrees.
I'm opening the envelope. In third place, ladies and gentlemen, in third place tonight, Princess Chelsea! In second place, Mojo! And first place, pedigree class, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ellie!
It seemed inevitable. Miss Ellie crushed the competition. She beat out four other Chinese Cresteds to advance to the semifinals. Could it be her year? Paps, the king of the underbite, and Miss Ellie, the crest de resistance, must now go head-to-head to determine who will be this year's ugliest dog. Audience support is a key component in today's event and will impact heavily on the scoring. The MC takes the pulse of the crowd. He asks them to cheer for their favorite dog.
Miss Ellie. And now, the king of the underbite, Pabst!
The judges have heard the audience's applause, but ultimately, it's their decision. It's anybody's guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, our winner, 2009 Ugly Dog, Sonoma County, California, going on to the world champion in just a few seconds, is Pabst!
First-time contender Pabst looks startled by the roars from the crowd. Pabst has made it to the final round. It's a major upset. For the first time ever, a mutt is the ugliest dog of the year. But it's not over.
This is the moment where you get to meet your challenger in a head-to-head competition with a past world's ugliest dog.
The final dog to beat is the returning champion, Rascal. A lot of ugly in a small package.
You know, I think Rascal has excellent chance today just because he has such genuine ugly in him.
This is Rascal!
This famous Chinese crested is a media darling, and the audience is stirring. Pabst won the mutt competition paws down and then went on to crush the crested Miss Ellie and move on to the finals. But he's still the underdog. Remember, he has fur. Most winners don't. It's now down to two dogs in the world's ugliest dog competition. Will the winner be newcomer Pabst or the past champion Rascal? Each dog takes a final turn on the judges' table. Rascal is a pro and puts his best paw forward, and the judges warmly welcome Pabst. Could the match wind up in a deadlock? One more time, the MC asked the audience for input.
Rascal! Pabst!
Pabst may have the edge, but these cheers are only one element leading to the judges' final decision. They must consider unusual attributes and personality as well. Will the reign of the Chinese Crested continue? Is Pabst's personality strong enough to persuade the judges? Or will Rascal's spots and spindly legs sway their decision?
Our world champion tonight here on Animal Planet is...
Pabst has done it. It's the end of an era. The reigning dynasty of the Chinese Crested has fallen. Pabst, the precious pooch from the pound, proves that a dog with fur can be the ugliest dog in the world.
Go, Pabst. I'm so excited. This is huge because he's not a Chinese Crested.
He out-uglied the uglier dogs.
The crowd loves Pabst, and everyone is gathered around to congratulate Miles and take a photo with the winner.
With his personality and his looks and everything, he won everybody over.
It was an event filled with wrinkles and underbites and crazy hairless dogs. And it proved the new adage, ugly is the new beautiful.